Oh, will you come a-walking, oh, will you come a-walking for a nice time ramble? Oh, hi.
Oh, hi.
It's a nice time day today because I've got some new... Oh, there's a spoiler.
That's surprise ruined.
Whoops.
Oh, well. Also, Kel has been to the theatre.
Oh, yeah.
Very special show.
Nice time.
Wait and see what that was.
Yeah, and Dan's got a weirdo friend for you.
Unusually.
Yeah.
Nice time. Please subscribe, follow and share.
Oh, hi.
Oh, hi.
we got exciting news today.
Who?
Well, we have.
Have we?
About my feet.
Oh, yeah. Nice time foot update. Nice time foot update of the week.
Ding.
Yeah. So, what's been happening, Kel?
Well, this week, it's been a nice week because on Tuesday it was my birthday.
Kel's birthday.
Birthday.
Nice time.
It's now Thursday and Dan presented me with a present.
Present.
And the present was new walking boots.
Walking boots! Nice time walking boots.
They carry more.
Yeah. You can carry more gravitas.
Yeah.
On rambles. And the best bit, though, I should just mention, have I told you about soles?
Oh, not now.
So, walking boots.
Our soles.
Yeah. it's a strong start. So, I've had mine. I want to say I've had them for 13 years.
Go on in.
I've had them for 13 years.
Oh, they're still going strong.
They're still going strong. They carry moles as well.
You said 12 years earlier in the car.
Yeah,
you...
I adjusted because it's actually 13. So near.
Exaggerating.
Well, it's probably coming up to. You know. you know, if you want the exact dates, I can check. I can look back at my my bank history.
Oh, don't worry about it.
Do you want me to check?
That's fine.
Anyway. The carry moles, the good ones, you get good ones, you get nice time soles on the bottom.
Yeah.
Instead of the cheap ones, they put on the cheap ones.
Yeah.
And they're called Vibram.
Oh, Vibram.
So, if Vibram are listening, we'd be quite happy to be sponsored if you want to sponsor the podcast.
Abram's been buying some Vibram.
This is it.
Sorry. But anyway, thank you, Dan. They're really comfy. And
they're not too dull. They've got a bit of colour on them.
Yeah, they got a nice, I want to say turquoise.
Teal.
Nah, teal's darker than that, mate.
Is it? Turquoise. They're like
turquoise
a pale...
stripe round the bottom and like the little taggy thing.
Yeah, I think they're very stylish.
Really stylish. I love them. Thank you.
You're going to be the envy of the other ramblers in the area. Wherever we go...
Yeah.
If I was you, if I were you...
Yeah.
If I was you, if I were you, I would, if you see other ramblers approaching in the opposite direction, just stroll towards them and then just point.
Yeah.
Point down
you could
at, your,
do that.
At your new boots.
Or I could walk past them and go like this, Vibram.
Yeah. Yeah, lift.
Vibram.
They have to do it the other outside.
Oh, sorry. Vibram.
Yeah, because the Vibram logo goes on the outside.
We're in Saunderton.
You could go like this as well. You could go,
yeah, go on.
You could go Vibram and then point at me, Abram, like that.
Yeah, yeah. So we're in Saunderton today and it's quite warm, isn't it?
It's not bad, is it?
I had to take my jumper off.
Yeah, yeah. I had to take my hat off.
Well, there you go.
So spring's nearly here, but not quite.
It's nearly sprung.
There is some early blossom.
Yeah.
But I think this is a nice little spot, maybe.
I think so.
For Kel's vista.
Have I done a vista from here before? I feel like I have.
It was pretty much the same spot, yeah. So again, if listeners want to go back and compare vistas, this is a pre-spring vista. I think the other one was a summer vista.
I mean, the lighting's different, probably.
She didn't pick up on that.
What did you say? Do it again. That was a spring vista. No, that was a summer vista.
That's just because my voice went weird.
Oh, I see. Your voice is always going weird, though. I'm used to that.
What do you mean by that? So, it's the last one was summer, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And, I wouldn't worry about having done this vista before if I were you.
I'm not worried about it, then.
Just constantly compare the state of the trees.
Yeah, okay.
And the crop.
Hearts. So it's time.
Is it time for Mr.
Time for Mr. Time for Mr. Cow?
Ooh.
If you artists, if you'd like to join in, paint what I can see.
Yeah.
I'd suggest. What about? I know. Let's paint with. Have we done painting with food yet?
What about Conte painting pencils? We haven't done that.
You look so serious.
I remember them from school time.
What are they?
Conte painting pencils.
Why are you saying Conte?
Conte is the brand.
Never heard of it.
Conte painting pencils.
I don't understand what painting pencils means. Why are you saying those three words together? Conte painting pencil.
Because we used them when I was at school.
I've never used a painting pencil.
So, yeah, they're coloured pencils.
Yeah.
But once they're on, you can then wet a brush and spread them about.
That's nice, isn't it?
Isn't it? So you've got lines and spready bits.
All right, get your Conte painting pencils out then.
Other pencils are available.
Yeah. And next week we'll do painting with foods. Yeah?
With foods? Was that what you were going to say before?
Yeah, yeah. I thought, I said, have we done painting with foods? And then you got all excited about your Conte painting pencils. Next week we're going to paint with foods. So if you get your foods ready for next
get your foods ready.
Next week.
Are there any particular...
No, all of them.
That they need to prepare?
No, you can just...
Ragu sauce?
Yeah, whatever you want.
Black pudding.
So anyway, we're atop the hill. Because it swoops down as a valley.
Oh, lovely valley.
Dan loves a valley. So we've got a nice sloping hill. It's got lots of rocks on it.
Yeah, chalk.
Small, chalky rocks.
Yeah, it's chalk and flint, I think, I can see from here.
If we're going to split hairs.
It's a very chalky area, as you know.
And it's quite brown, muddy. Nearer the bottom is all the green, grassy bit of the hill. To my right, we've got...
To your left.
To my left.
She's done it again.
I've done it again. To my left, we've got, a big line of trees to split the fields in half.
Yeah, hedge.
Well, it's not a hedge because they're trees.
But it's still a hedge.
Why?
Well, hedge is just made up of all sorts of things.
I thought hedges were just bushes.
Nah.
All right, it's a hedge. No, you wouldn't call that a hedge because it's all tree. Anyway, let's not split hairs again.
Let's not split hedges.
I've never used the expression split hairs, and I've just done it twice in the space of 2 minutes.
That's a very bizarre situation, isn't it?
Yeah.
How did that happen?
So we got a hedge going down the hill.
With trees.
But it's full of trees, it's not bushes.
Yeah, it's a tall hedge.
Tall hedge. And then down the bottom of the hill, that continues all the way.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah, it goes round the corner, carries on. They're all different shapes and sizes, these trees, and they've got varying amounts of leaf on.
Yeah, not a lot of leaf.
And then there's a gap on the right hand side, but like bottom corner of the field, and then it carries on. But in that gap, you can see a lovely blue tractor.
Yeah, there's some
sort of farm vehicle.
Machinery. Last time.
Yeah, and then behind that is a nice yellowy and green tree there. And another clump of trees. Then you've got
your new builds.
Yeah, you've got your new builds over on your right. That's behind the next bit of hedge. They've got nice time, sort of reddish roofs. Lots of nice windows. Yeah, do you know what they look like? I had some really nice wooden blocks when I was a kid. They look like someone made them out of that.
Okay.
And they were they had those sort of shape windows on them.
The houses, you mean?
Yeah. The wooden blocks I had those shape windows on them.
Oh, okay. Well, if you too had those wooden blocks as a child, you'll know exactly what she's talking about.
They're the best wooden blocks. You can make all sorts out of them.
Yeah. So that's Saunderton.
Yeah.
Full of new. No, I mean, that's the village. Is it a village? I mean, it's not a town. It hasn't got a new look or a...
Greg's.
Probably be lucky to find a corner shop in Saunderton.
Do you think it's got a post office?
I doubt it.
It's got a train station. Yeah, it's got... Yeah. Because you were worried we wouldn't get a space to park near the train station. And I was like, I don't think hordes of people are coming to Saunderton train station every day.
No, just people from Saunderton. I can't believe there are cars outside the train station. TBF.
Yeah, yeah.
But I suppose this is really exciting. I suppose our commuters, I do probably come from surrounding hamlets, maybe park up at Saunderton Station.
I tell you what, Dan, you want to get a life, my lovely. Because what you just said just then, that was really, really boring.
She's doing Alison Steadman.
Yeah. Gavin and Stacey character.
Nice time.
Behind the all that. All
There's
the,
a landmark.
Yeah, that's what I was going to talk about.
Do you know what it is?
It's the Clare Charity Centre. Though it used to be, it's not now. I don't know what it is.
Flats now.
Is it?
It's apartments, I think. It used to, before that, we mentioned it before. So see if this sounds any different.
Go on.
In the pre-spring to the summertime. It used to be the Johnson & Johnson building, or one of them.
Who's
a long
Johnson?
Time ago. And our fiddle player used to work at that Johnson & Johnson building.
Why is it Johnson & Johnson?
Don't know.
Wasn't it just called Johnson's? If there's a Johnson and a Johnson.
It's a very good question. Maybe we could email them.
Yeah. It seems like a bit of a mouthful.
Yeah. I mean, not only have they got this stupid name to contend with, they've got massive lawsuits as well.
Oh. I'd say that that building, that landmark of which we speak, which is now flats, I'd say that's about 2,000 matchsticks high.
Oh, we're back to matchsticks now.
I like a matchstick.
Which the normal size matchstick?
Yeah.
Not the extra large fire lighters.
No, I'd say the. What do you think? Is that about right?
I don't know. Also, I think I'm right in saying it's an Art Deco building.
Oh yeah, it's old, nice. It? It's a nice building. It's got a nice roundy bit on it.
Roundy.
Or maybe it's like 4,000 peanuts high.
That's a good one. I like that one.
Yeah.
4,000 peanuts.
Yeah.
Are they shelled?
No, this is with the shells on.
With the shells on?
Yeah.
So double?
Yeah.
Okay. And we got a very lovely vista beyond there, haven't we?
Well, in the next to that landmark, then you've got another group of nice time new build houses. Yeah. And around them, surrounding them, like a load of bullies.
Yeah.
Like going to attack them. There's a load of really tall, luscious green trees.
Fir trees, yeah.
Are they firs?
Yeah, some sort of fir.
All right.
Evergreens, aren't they?
Yeah.
Like massive Christmas trees.
And then you've got they look like they've got a big army behind them going up the other side of the valley, of trees.
Yeah. Are they advancing?
Yeah. There they come, they're going to come and get you. Okay.
Very slowly.
Yeah, they'll get there in the end.
And I can see over there.
Wickham.
No, that little village. We've been there.
Bradenham.
Bradenham, lovely Bradenham.
Yeah. We went there in the Halloween times.
We've been there a couple of times.
That doesn't seem very long ago, you know, our Halloween visit to Bradenham.
To Bradenham.
Yeah. Does it?
It's not that long.
Well, it doesn't seem long ago, but we're now in March.
I wanted to say 6 months.
Yeah, I know, but hasn't that gone... Oh, go on then.
November, December, January... No, it's not 4 months.
4 months.
Four and a bit.
Yeah, but don't you feel like it seems like a couple of weeks ago? A bit.
No.
Oh, okay. I think that's kind of it for the vista. Apart
it's
from that,
lovely
you've got...
though, but it's sweeping into the distance towards Brandon. And you've got the little, you've got the nice time road snaking through.
Yeah, you've got a load more fields and shit you can put
in there. And you didn't mention the trains. We've seen a couple of trains.
Oh, yeah, can you put a train in?
Put a train in, bottom of the valley.
Make it look like it's moving.
Yeah, we want those swooshy lines.
Yeah.
Because that's a sign of any good painting.
Yeah.
With Conte painting pencils.
I know what they are now.
Nice time.
A nice time vista.
Nice time vista.
So, you know...
Wait a minute. There's a murderer over there.
Oh, yeah. Lone male.
Lone male murderer.
So... Do people say that about you when you're walking on your own?
I don't do it because I know that's what they're saying.
You're always walking with doggies.
I can hear them saying it.
So that's all right.
In my mind. No, yeah, dogs, it doesn't count when you've got dogs.
No, that's...
It's just like that bloke on his own walking through
countryside.
Yeah.
Yeah, got to be a murderer.
String of
Or if it's a woman?
Then victim. I've got to cut that out.
Okay, cut that out. You're not going to. So, you know, I said it was my birthday.
Go on.
For my birthday, I went to the theatre last night.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. She said she was going. What did you see, Kel?
I was feeling quite posh.
Posh, didn't she? Yeah.
I went to see the Stranger Things play.
Oh.
Because myself and the babies, we're all quite obsessed with Stranger Things.
I quite like it.
So we all went with their dad and my fella. It was a lovely, lovely family trip out.
Sorry, one moment. I've got meatball throat.
And do you know what I thought? It was bloody excellent.
It was bloody excellent, And you didn't pay through the nose, right?
No.
What did you think?
We were in the cheap seats, but the view was really good from there. The acting was brilliant. The story was really good. Well, the story was by the Duffer Brothers.
That's right.
And the effects were just phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
But do you know what I think? In the old days, when I was a youth, I used to want to be an actor. Stage actor.
Sure.
I don't think I could hack it if things were the way they are now. Because these days, you can't have a show without a revolving stage.
You can't.
And loads of screens. And all this stuff.
That?
And I think if I was an actor these days, I just wouldn't be able to deal with the
You'd be
the
overwhelmed,
set.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think I'd end up running it. I'm too clumsy. I'd fall over. I'd run into things. And I'd ruin the show. Because what I thought is, with the special effects, it was so based on timing that I think you just have to have one thing, like a millisecond out, and the whole thing will be shit.
Right. Well, that sounds like, to me, like you've discounted yourself from any future productions.
Yeah, so I'm glad that I'm not an actor now.
Yeah.
I thought it was fantastic.
I'm quite glad too.
But it's funny nowadays, isn't it?
Yeah.
That you can't have a theatre show without a revolving stage.
No.
You can't be a chip if you haven't been triple cooked. You can't be a caramel if you ain't got salt in you. You can't be Christmas lights if you haven't got a projection on your house.
You can't be Christmas lights. Well, it's true.
It doesn't count.
All of the above.
Yeah.
No, I think...
It's got to be like that these days or it doesn't count.
You know, for me, that's political correctness gone mad. But
anyway.
Yeah, it was a good show.
Oh, really, really good. And
recommended.
It's really long as well. It's like nearly three hours.
You want to say?
I want to say.
Go on then.
I think it was... I just did. It was 3 hours with the interval.
Yeah.
So it was probably like 2 and 40.
Time.
And yeah, it's fantastic. Really, really good.
And
I recommend you go.
When's it running till?
I think it's till next year.
Cool. Might get extended.
Yeah.
You never know. What theatre?
Phoenix.
Where's that?
This near Tottenham Court Road.
Oh, okay.
So I recommend you go, everyone.
Sure.
If you're in England. I wonder if they have it on Broadway as well. Don't know.
I think it started there.
Oh, yeah.
Well, did they come here first? No, I think they did it in America.
Oh, okay.
I read about it last year sometime.
Oh, that's proper good. I want the new series to come out. I think it's next year, though, no?
Yeah, it's going to be a bit of a wait.
So unfair. I'm going to have to watch it all again, so because I would have forgotten everything.
Just watch the traitors instead.
You keep going on about
this. Why are you waiting?
I still haven't watched it.
Why are you waiting, yeah?
I've got a bug in my hair.
Bug in your hair. Anyway.
So, because I didn't have a magazine again, that was my...
No, that's great.
Topic of the day.
I didn't go to the theatre last week.
No?
No.
What did you do?
I didn't go and see Agatha Christie, but my...
You didn't go?
Yeah, the local theatre in Wickham.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to read the book first.
Yeah.
So my book group...
Yeah.
Went.
They went on a little jolly,
apart
did they?
Apart from me, I was like, nah.
They want a field trip.
And you know what? What I heard back...
Did they like it?
They did like it, but they were complaining about the revolving stage and all the screens. I mean, it's supposed to be set in the 1920s. I don't understand why they have to... It's political correctness come.
Did they not have a revolving stage? You can't have a theatre show without a revolving stage.
You can't
stage.
Have one.
No.
Yeah, will it fit? Can we use this theatre at all? I mean, just a roundabout size isn't going to work.
Yeah, what if you just... Yeah, you could have a little tiny
What are they using on the Fringe theatre productions?
Yeah, they've got to take it with them.
What are they using, though? They've got just a little tiny revolving stage.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like a roundabout.
Like a roundabout. Yeah. And they got maybe a little dwarf pushing it around.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
A donkey.
Right.
So it's just about time for
Nice Time Widow of the Week.
Nice time. So Kel, a friend of mine.
Yeah.
I've been chatting with recently.
Mm-hmm.
Quite a cool chick.
Yeah.
Name of Emily.
Yeah.
She's only 19.
Oh, she's a youth.
She's a youth. But, you know, she likes to chat about herself.
Does she?
So she's telling me all about it.
Yeah.
She lives in Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, LA, it's a funny kind of town.
Yeah.
And she doesn't really fit it in.
Does she not? You know? Why is that?
Well, you know, like in Los Angeles, down... you can go down by the sea.
Yeah.
You could do that whole... what's that area called? That famous beach.
Thingy Beach. I went there.
Muscle Beach.
When I was...
You got all that bit with the rollerbladers and everything.
Is it Huntington Beach?
Did you go? I don't know.
Then when I was 15.
I've never been. Anyway, that one, that area.
Yeah.
She lives around there.
Where they got the big gym on the beach and that.
You got your gym on the beach, but she doesn't really fit in.
Why's that?
Well, yeah, it's full of muscly people, isn't it?
Yeah.
But they're wearing very little.
Yeah.
Very few garments.
Yeah.
I want to say garments.
Well, they like to show it all off.
They're showing it all off. And even if they're not, you know, muscly, they're showing it off anyway.
Yeah.
But generally that whole kind of, you know, it's that Baywatch vibe, isn't
it? That vibe.
It's that vibe. Rollerblades. she doesn't go swimming.
No.
Like the other guys. She doesn't go surfing.
Sure.
She doesn't really fit in.
No.
As I think I said.
What does she like to do?
She's kind of old-fashioned.
Right.
Yeah. So, she walks around town with a frilly parasol.
Oh.
Yeah, nice parasol.
Yeah.
She's 19, remember?
Yeah.
She likes a vintage dress.
Yeah. How vintage?
Again, frilly kind of, I want to say... Victorian style.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, when you said parasol, that's what I was picturing.
And then it covers every inch of skin.
Yeah.
Apart from her face.
Mm-hmm.
Which, I should point out, caked in makeup.
Right. Ooh. Yeah. Okay.
But she's trying to preserve that porcelain skin.
Yeah.
By not going out into the California sun.
Yeah, right. Okay. She considered moving to somewhere a bit cooler.
It's not a bad idea. I'll put that to her next time.
Yeah, ask her.
Next time we FaceTime.
But this is the style, yeah? Is this an everyday?
This is her style. She definitely doesn't look tan.
Duh.
Wait for the helicopter.
A lollipopter.
A lollipopter's quite high.
Yeah. Bit high, mate.
Are you the farmer? So, she's part of a movement known as a living doll.
Oh,
have you heard of this living doll thing?
No, I haven't.
Got myself a...
No. I don't know the words.
Crying, hugging, sleeping, walking.
Awful song.
Awful song. But it was featured...
It is a movement, is it?
It's a movement. It's an underground movement. You like an alternative crowd.
Oh, well, I do.
These guys.
I'm a bit frightened by this one. This sounds a bit like.
She does stand out.
Bride of Chucky or something.
Do you think? But yeah, she has to really commit to this.
Yeah.
She gets up at 5:45.
Yeah.
In the AM.
Yeah.
5:45 in the AM.
Yeah.
To get ready. She. There's lots to do.
Is there? Right, what's
she's
she
got
do?
A cake on the makeup.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's quite young.
Does she wear... Is it all like white makeup?
Quite pale.
Yeah.
But, you know, really heavy foundation so that she looks flawless like a doll.
Okay.
porcelain.
Yeah.
So she's got that. She's got a contact lenses to put in.
Why?
To fake the eyes. You know?
Has she changed them colour?
Changes colour and size of the iris.
Oh,
so
they're
really
bigger.
Big. They were really big, yeah.
Oh, she just wants to take a nice time ecstasy tablet. That'll do it. She'll have nice big pupils.
Is that what it does?
Oh, no, it's the iris, sorry. If she wants a bigger iris.
Yeah, no, it's
not
the whole...
Not a bigger pupil.
Yeah, so no, big pupil and iris.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, they look pretty dark.
Ooh.
As I, you know, I could tell... quite HD now FaceTime. She has to pick out one of her nice time frilly dresses,
yeah,
and then, you know, she's good to go about 3 hours later.
Oh, okay.
But what does she do? She walks around town.
Yeah,
she's a bit of an influencer,
is she?
You know these influencers that they have now,
right?
That's her thing. She's got YouTube, she's got Insta.
Oh, see,
she's got the TikTok.
When you started all this and you talked about what she was wearing, I thought she was sort of living an old-fashioned manner as well, but no, she's on the internet a lot.
No, I mean, she hasn't got the, you know, she hasn't got the money to buy a manor. But some of the things she does have not really done her that much good.
Are they not?
She has to wear a corset.
Yeah.
To get that doll figure.
Like the proper...
really narrow waist.
Ooh,
thing.
Oh no.
And actually,
is it doing her damage?
It's squashed a couple of her ribs.
Really?
Already. She's only been doing this for a year.
Oh, blimey. That must be a tight corset.
It's a tight, she over tightened it.
Oh.
And she now talks in a very high voice.
Oh no.
No, she puts that on anyway.
Oh Christ.
So yeah, she's kind of squished her rib because she's a bit of a fussy eater.
Right.
She's trying to keep that, you know, that figure.
Oh.
She weighs herself a lot.
Does she?
So I said to her, look, love, you're lovely just the way you are.
Yeah.
Don't overdo it.
Yeah.
And I think she took that on board. You know, she thought it was nice that I cared.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, you do care, don't you?
Well, obviously.
Oh, I have concerns for...
You've got concerns, I've got concerns.
Yeah, it sounds like, you know, she's a bit troubled.
She had, well, I was going to say, she was a bit teased at school.
Alright.
She was an awkward teenager.
What made you start doing this living doll thing? Did she get influenced by another one?
Well, while she was at school...
Yeah.
She very much got into another subculture, right?
Yeah.
Which is the anime.
Sort of cosplay stuff.
Anime cosplay.
Yeah.
So which is Japanese. It's kind of similar, but not the same.
Yeah.
So the anime look is very big eyes. Making yourself look a bit like a cartoon.
Right, so I get the sort of escaping from real life and playing dress up, and that must feel really nice. And and having that as like just the way you dress and the way you are. If you're like making your body...
Yeah, if you're actually morphing
affecting
it.
That's not good, is it?
Well, it can be dangerous.
Yeah.
And, you know, like I did express my concern. So anyway, she got into this anime thing. A couple of her pals, she, you know, she suddenly found a group.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
It's nice she's got a group.
They're into anime.
Yeah.
And then over a couple of years, it's kind of morphed.
Yeah.
Into another Japanese trend.
Yeah.
Which is known as the Lolita look.
Right.
So what is that, you might ask?
Well, I think I know that one.
It's kind of to do with the film, the old film and the book. So, but in Japan, it's very much just an image.
Yeah.
So you've got the vintage look, you've got the doll, doll-like features.
Yeah.
Big eyes, bows in the hair, you know.
Yeah.
And you know, having affairs with middle-aged men.
Ew.
That sort of thing.
Yeah.
So she looks kind of weird, I want to say.
Yeah.
And it's really, it's very much an escape.
Yeah.
A fantasy world.
Ooh, it's nice she's got a group of friends, though. I hope she's not influencing other, like, people who might be feeling a bit out, like an outsider, like, to do that to themselves as well. Like.
Well, I think the look, I mean, it's only the physical stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and we get onto the physical stuff. She's actually, her next stage I should point out her mother has not been very supportive.
No.
She doesn't like this weirdness. She doesn't
like it.
Her next stage is she wants to get some plastic surgery.
Oh, no.
She wants a bit of a, you know, she wants her eyes done, lips, maybe a forehead shave.
What? could you talk me through a forehead shave? What is
well,
that?
It is not, as you might think, just trimming a bit of hair off.
Does anyone get hairy foreheads?
Well, yeah, some people do. Have a low hairline.
That's a good thing. You don't want a high hairline.
What are you saying? it involves changing the shape.
Okay.
She might not be doing that, but she was looking at it.
Yeah.
It's pretty extreme, you know?
Changing the shape of your forehead.
It's like a bone thing.
Ooh, no, no.
It's really gross.
It makes my ankles hurt.
So her mum doesn't know anything about the plastic surgery.
Yeah.
And she struggles with the look to start with.
Yeah.
I think if she found out, she would freak.
Yeah.
About plastic surgery.
Yeah.
Emily, she really shouldn't be going under the knife at 19.
Nah.
I don't think so.
No.
I mean, although she is, you know...
She's an adult.
Legally an adult.
But maybe leave it a little while.
I don't think her mum would be happy. And
it's not all about her mum, but, you know, Emily, just consider the options. Because you might change who you want to be again.
Well, she definitely wants some surgery. And unfortunately, so she's shared this idea with her brother. Her brother goes to the mum.
Yeah. Oh, she could be in trouble.
Kind of snitches on her.
Is he worried about her, though? Is that why?
He's a bit worried about her, but obviously Emily's mum's not. Emily's mum freaks out. She pretty much has a cow.
Oh, does she?
You know that phrase?
Yeah, she has a cow.
She actually had a cow.
Don't have a whole one.
Don't have a cow, Emily's mum. But she really does. She freaks.
Mm.
Now, what's she going to do? She still lives at home.
Yeah.
You can't go on like this.
No.
Well, turns out all this Instagramming.
Yeah.
And the TikToking.
Yeah.
It's making her some money.
Hey! So she can afford the plastic surgery.
Well, that was what it was going towards.
Yeah.
But she can also afford to get her own little apartment.
Oh, she moving out.
Just a nice little one.
Little doll sized one.
So she's going to move out. She's making some money.
Oh.
And all she has to do for it is to mutilate herself.
Oh.
No, it's to, you know, just...
Well, the thing is, you do you, Emily.
You do you.
Like, if that's what you want to spend your money on, that's fine. I've just, I'm more concerned about the ribs business and, like...
The ribs bit is a worry.
Yeah.
And the surgery.
We're doing all sorts of damage in there. I mean, I know lots of people do want to get plastic surgery. That's all right. She's a bit young, though, because she might regret that, but, you know.
Well, you know, like you say, she's an adult.
She's an adult.
She's...
She knows who she wants to be.
It is a bit weird, though, when you can get plastic surgery in America, but you can't buy a beer.
Oh, yeah, that's 21, isn't it?
Most places, I think, yeah.
That's weird, isn't it?
What the hey? What would you do? Would you go for a beer or would you get the plastic surgery?
Would I go for a beer?
Yeah, what would you do out of those two options?
I'd go for the beer, Dan.
I would too, anyway.
I would never spend money on
Now she's moved
surgery.
Out.
Yeah.
Just that little bit of distance has really helped her relationship with her mother.
Yeah.
It means she can get those middle-aged men in as well.
Oh, God.
That, like, will at least look... I'll cut that out.
A bunch of old pervs.
But yeah.
I just hope she's not making herself vulnerable. You know, that's what I worry about, Dan.
Yeah.
But
well, she might go for a bit of extra surgery when she's got the money as well. She's thinking about maybe getting her boobs done.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then she could do other kind of
bigger or smaller.
Getting them bigger.
No, bigger. I thought they'd want smaller of this doll thing.
Well, apparently there is a sort of kinky side to it as well.
So yeah, I thought that's where this was going.
She's going to go for double Ds.
Okay.
Yeah. So hourglass kind of look.
I see.
Here's Emily. She's a cool girl.
You do you, Emily.
You do you.
That's your truth. Everybody's got their thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Try not to influence too many like vulnerable young girls into copying you and doing the same.
Here she comes, judgmental Kel.
Here she comes, judgmental Kel. I'm not judgmental.
Watch out, she might judge you. Hey, that's a nice time. I think we just about run out of time.
Yeah, nice time.
Nice time. Just remains to say, Abyssinia.
Yeah, man!
Yeah.